Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Isang paalaala. Ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkapahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Ako si Earl, ang inyong pong Camp Master. At ito, ang Philippine Campfire Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa 83rd gabi ng Sandamo Society. Kumusta ka na? Sana ay napapakinggan mo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Nakafollow mo na ba sa Spotify channel natin? Kung hindi pa, ay i-click mo na ang follow button sa Spotify para ikaw na mismo ang unang ma-notify kapag may bago tayong episode kada Monday and Thursdays. You can also check out some free videos in our YouTube channel. Just search and subscribe to Philippine Campfire Stories sa YouTube. On to our stories for tonight. Una nating makakasama ay si Amor. At ang kwento niya ay tungkol sa kanyang bakasyon sa isang hotel. Narito ang kanyang kwento.
Hello, Camp Master Earl. I am currently listening to episode 96. You interviewed Edgar Samar.
Multitasking ang peg ko. Just letting you know that I thoroughly enjoy listening to your podcast, as it has a lot of aspects to it, more than katatakutan. May folklore, history, and even political. Very broad ang genre ko when it comes to podcast listening, but lately, I find myself leaning more towards topics regarding the paranormal and the mysterious. And being part of the Pinoy diaspora, I feel more connected to topics related to our homeland. Since I enjoy your podcast so much, I feel compelled to share my unusual or paranormal stories. Saka, I find myself thinking every time nakikinig ako sa'yo, I wonder how Earl and the campers will feel or react pag narinig nila yung story ko. I also noticed that you're fascinated with stories from listeners who are based sa countries outside the Philippines. Sa totoo lang, tamad ako magsulat kasi watak-watak yung ideas and topics ko when it comes to writing down my thoughts. I am more of a talker than of a writer, pero itatry ko. Here goes. I have two unusual experiences outside sa Pilipinas. Sa San Diego, California, at dito sa New Zealand. Sa San Diego, this happened last 2017 when my boyfriend and I went to USA for a holiday. San Diego was one leg of our tour and we were there for 3 days. We stayed in a modern-ish hotel in central location siya. Maganda ang location. Maliwalas at malinis. Not eerie at all. That was the setting of our unusual experience. Talagang unexpected. It happened on our first day out of the two. Yung first day namin, sobrang hectic ng schedule namin. Right after we arrived from LA via Amtrak train, nag-ikot agad kami sa mga usual touristy areas and met up with a friend. Almost 12 midnight na kami nakabalik sa accommodation namin. Sobrang pagod kaya nakatulog agad kami. Both me and my boyfriend cannot sleep with lights on. And between the two of us, medyo light sleeper ako. Si boyfriend naman, malalim matulog. But we suddenly woke up. Almost at the same time, nung bandang 3 a.m., nagising kami kasi biglang lumiwanag. Bumukas yung ilaw ng main lights, yung ceiling lights, and yung two bedside lamps on both sides of the bed. Biglang bumukas. Nainis pa nga yung boyfriend ko kasi he thought that I was the one who turned on all the lights para lang pumunta sa toilet. I told him that I didn't turn on the lights, and that I just woke up myself a few seconds earlier than he did. Bumangon kami ng sabay to turn off all the lights on each of our bedsides, to find out that the light controls were still off. Kaya kailangan naming i-on muna to turn it off again. Ganun din yung sitwasyon with the light switch by the wall lights on the ceiling. Naka-off pa siya. Kaya my boyfriend needed to turn it on and then off again. Weird, pero probably dala ng sobrang pagod eh, nakatulog ulit agad kami. It was not until when we woke up in the morning when we realized na eerie yung nangyari sa lights. At saka lang kami nagtaka and medyo kinilabutan sa unusual incident ng madaling araw. Fortunately, we were up and about on our second day at nasa labas lang kami ng hotel the whole day. Wala namang unusual na pangyari at walang feeling of eeriness when we went back to our hotel on our second night. We have a theory that the place is not really haunted at baka may napagdaan lang na kung ano man na entity at pinagtripan lang kami dalawa. Yung experience ko dito sa New Zealand medyo mahaba. Something to do with a blue lady instead of a white lady at my workplace. Let me know if you're interested so that I can verbally tell my story. I also have paranormal experiences while I was still living in the Philippines as I grew up in a haunted place sa Lubu. Well, haunted, according to our neighbors. Also, another incident sa University alma mater ko, UPLB. A well-known haunted place. Amongst my experiences, heto yung natakot talaga ako. A bit too long to write though. Give me a buzz if you're interested. That's it, I guess. All the best, Campmaster. And keep doing what you're doing. Amor. Hello, Amor. Maraming salamat sa pag-send mo ng iyong kwento. Sounds like ikaw mismo hindi convinced na haunting yung nangyari, but more like a weird incident. As you may know, based on your travels, American hotels, most of the time, ay mga luma na talaga. I'm not sure kasi mukha lang talaga silang luma, especially sa mga suburban towns. I have a feeling na baka talaga faulty yung lights, or baka buong hotel that night was having the same problem. Usually sa mga hotels kasi meron talaga main power switch that you have to power up with your hotel keycard to turn on the entire room. Since wala naman talaga anything bad that happened, I would just keep it as an interesting story. But you were right to shrug it off. Pero, how would you know if your hotel is indeed haunted? Residual energies, or yung mga energies na naiiwan from extreme emotions, can linger after guests leave hotels. Plus, many hotels are old buildings constructed of wood and organic materials that can be conduits and can contain energy. Dagdag mo pa that tragedies and important moments take place inside of hotels. Pag samasamahin mo yung mga yun, and you have the perfect store for paranormal activities. So, haunted ba talaga ang hotel na tinuloyan nila, Amor? You be the judge. Let me know sa Spotify Q&A section. Tigil muna tayo sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik tayo for one more story. That and more coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information, information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sa pagbabalik ng St. Thomas Society of Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Kaya mo bang makapanghula? Makapanghula habang natutulog. Kakaiba, diba? Here's the story of Lyneth and how her husband is seemingly foretelling the future while dreaming. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang kwento.
Hello, Earl. Magandang araw sa iyo at sa lahat ng mga campers. I started listening to you this year lang. And masasabi ko na kahit hindi ako fan ng mga horror stuff,
nare-relax ako sa pakikinig ng podcast mo. Now, I would like to share one of my family's experiences pagdating sa mga paranormal stuff. Lumaki akong naniniwala sa mga multo. Pero never ako nakakita face-to-face. And sabi ng husband ko, it is much better dahil hindi ko daw gustuhin makakita. Gaya niya. Ang husband ko ay lumaking bukas ang third eye. Because of this, nakagawian niyang mag-serve sa church to gain spiritual guidance na rin at protection. Way back 2015, nag-start kaming mangupahan malapit sa church kung saan siya nagsiserve as pianista at choir instructor. Yung may-ari ng bahay, na may karinderya sa baba at paupahan sa taas. Isa kami sa mga tenant niya sa taas na nakatira. Isang tanghali, habang sobrang busy ng mga tao at kamag-anak ng may-ari sa labas, gawa nga ng may karinderya doon, bibilisan yung asawa ko ng ulam pananghalian. Bumaba siya sa labdan at nakita niyo yung kapatid ng may-ari na nasa kusina. Let's call her Tita Bowie. Bago pa siya makatuntong sa iba pang parte ng hagdan, laking gulat niya nang makita niya si Tita Bowie sa kusina. Nakatayo, may inaasikasong paninda. Pero, walang ulo. Yes, Campmaster. Walang ulo. Sa sobrang takot ng asawa ko, umakyat siya ulit at saka na lang bumaba after niyang mahimasmasan. Kinalaunan, bumaba pa rin siya. Pero hindi niya na nakita si Tita Bowie sa bahay. Sinabi niya agad yung nakita niya sa kapatid nito na may-ari ng bahay at agad namang tinawagan ng ate niya. Nung una, kinakabahan pa nga kami dahil hindi sumasagot si Tita Bowie. Hinanap na doon sa kanila ngunit wala pa rin doon. Hanggang sa sumagot na ng tawag ito at sa pag-aalala, nasabi ng kapatid niya na kaya daw hindi siya nakasagot agad ay dahil sa busy sa pamamalengke. Kasunod naman na naikwento niya na nakita siyang walang ulo, sinabi niya agad sa kapatid niya na kung oras mo na. Pero para makasigurado, sinunog nila yung damit na suot niya nung araw na yun. Nawala na rin kami sa lugar na yun after a few months dahil kinailangan na naming lumipat sa mas malaking bahay. Makalipas ang saktong isang taon, sa hindi inaasahang pangyayari, kinontak kami ng may-ari ng bahay at sinabing patay na nga si Tita Bowie. Sa pagkakabalita sa amin ng mga kamag-anak, walang naging complications or kung anumang sakit yung ate niya. Trinay din daw ipa-autopsy at wala namang nakitang kakaiba. Ni hindi sila makapaniwala na sa isang iglap, mamamatay si Tita Bowie nang walang paalam or hint man lamang sa pamilya niya. Hanggang ngayon, Campmaster Earl, nananatiling mahiwaga yung pagkamatay ni Tita Bowie. Noong 2018 naman, nanaginip ang asawa ko tungkol sa isang burol. Nasa isang burol at naka-blue na uniform ng choir nila. Sa kwento niya, masyadong malabo yung mga mukha ng mga tao sa panaginip niya pero sigurado siya na choir uniform nila ang suot nila sa bural na yon habang nag-iiyakan. Pinipilit niyang silipin kung sino ang nasa ataul, pero masyadong malabo kaya hindi niya alam kung sino. Makalipas ang ilang buwan, nagulat na lang kami nang mabalitaan namin na ang head ng choir nila ay na-stroke at na-bedridden. Pero sa pambihirang pagkakataon din, naka-recover ito agad at naging maayos. Hindi nga lang tulad ng dati, pero igagalaw na niya ang katawan niya at nakakapagsilita na rin ulit. Akala namin okay na. Wala nang problema dahil hindi naman talaga nakita ng asawa ko kung sino ang nasa atul sa panaginip niya, diba? Ngunit isang balita ang bumulaga sa amin nang malaman namin na namatay sa aksidente yung head choir nila. Na-stroke sa kalsada at nakabitaw sa motor. Dito binalot kami ng takot na bakit sa asawa ko nagpakita mga signs ng pagkawala nila. Ano ang pwede niyang gawin para mabalaan yung mga nasa panaginip niya? Akala kasi namin parang katulad lang ito ng mga sinasabi sa Google, pero mind you, hindi niya iniisip ang mga taong to. Sa ngayon, ito na lang muna, pero makakaasa kayo na marami pa akong kwento kagaya nito. Hanggang ngayon, hindi ko pa din makapaniwalaan. Dahil lahat ng makita ng asawa ko na pugot ang ulo or patay sa paniginip niya, ay siya namang nawawala at umapanaw. Sa susunod na lang ulit, maraming salamat po. Hi, Lineth. Thank you for sending your story. Mapapaisip ka din talaga, no, if dreams can be a form of premonition. So, I did a little internet research kung ano nga ba ang qualifications para maklasify na dreams can be precognitive or nakakapagsabi ng hinaharap. At ito ang sinasabi ng internet. Una, you must record or tell others about your dreams before the dream scenario is fulfilled in real life. Ika nga nila, kailangan may witness or may resibo ka na sinabi mo na yan sa iba para mapatunayan mo na you have precognitive dreams. Pangalawa, the dream must have a significant number of unique details so that it is unlikely to be fulfilled by chance. For example, imbes na blue ang uniform, napanaginipan mo na naka-purple uniform ang choir nyo. If hindi naman kayo madalas nagsusuot ng purple uniform. Mga subtle signs na hindi pangkaraniwan para malaman mo kapag parating na ang mga napapanaginipan. At panghuli, any dreams that are self-fulfilling prophecies or that could be influenced by existing knowledge are not premonition dreams. For example, alam mo na may sakit sa puso yung isang head of the choir, yung mga ganun. Kung say, for example, alam na yon ng asawa mo, hindi siya makakwalify as precognitive dream kasi in hindsight, alam niya na may sakit siya. So that might not qualify as a precognitive dream. Yung tatlong daw yun ang mga things to look out for para malaman mo na your dreams can foretell the future. Maraming salamat sa kwento mo, Lineth. Napakarami nating messages na nakuha from the listeners about the recent episodes of the podcast. Kaya we'll be doing a little segment called The Gap Shoutouts. Mula sa episode 181, SS76, The True Horror Stories from Jen and Czar. Sabi ni Liza Marie, curious lang ako kung ano nangyari sa nanay ni Jen after that incident. Sa ibang kwento na narinig ko dito sa amin, iba na yung psychological disposition ng tao after nilang bumalik. That's actually a good point. Seeing things that are normally not seen by other people can actually mess up your psyche. I wonder paano na naitake yun ang nanay dyan. Sabi naman ni Eureka, ganda talaga pakinggan ng mga podcast mo, Campmaster. Kudos! Pa-shoutout po, listening from Dumaguete. Hello, Eureka from Dumaguete. I hope you're okay. Ito naman ang sabi ni Nami. Medyo hindi related sa episode pero sana next episode share niyo po yung thoughts niyo sa malyari na entry sa MMFF ni Yolo Pascual. Ang galing kasi. Hi Nami, I'm living in California so wala pa yung MMFF dito ni malyari ni Yolo Pascual. So baka aabangan ko na lang siya kapag kailan siya darating dito or sa mga streaming platforms. And then, maybe I can do a review. Kahit late na. Thank you, Nan. Sabi naman ni Keith Stephanie, I love your episodes, Campmaster. For others, sana if wala kayong magandang masasabi, sana quiet na lang. More power and sana masarap ang ulam mo araw-araw, Campmaster. Thank you, Keith. Salamat sa concern na shinare mo. Camille Dorateo, sabi niya, I wanna share mine too. Sana live. Kaso, I can't get a time. Busy ngayon sa work. I swear, you're gonna love my very long story. Thanks, Camille. I will look out for that. Just let me know via email and then maybe we'll find time. Inang X Reyna says, as someone na mahilig sa maalat, mukhang hindi ako mabibiktima ng Encanto. Oo nga, salty food is not welcome sa bayan namin. Hindi namin. Hindi pala ako taga dun. Salamat sa iyo, Inang X Reyna. And as a last shout out, this is a question that was sent to me by Luis. Supposedly for the anniversary episode. Na somehow, ngayon ko lang nabalikan. This reads as, what five topics or creatures have you covered on the podcast that kept you up at night? Thank you, Luis. Honestly, sa dami ng stories, medyo nawawala na yung takot. Kasi, alam mo yung ako din yung gumagawa at nagbubosa sa episodes. So, nawawala yung magic behind the story. But to answer your question, isa sa mga pinaka nakakatakot was yung Yanggao sa Boracay na sinend ni Jerwin. Just because na-imagine ko yung Yanggao na naglalaway tapos nasisinaga ng buwan. That was very creepy for me. Hanggang ngayon, nasa utak ko yun. Yung kwento naman ng mama ni Jen na may tukotok na creature na huminto sa bahay nila one time galing sa bundok tapos magdamag na tumigil sa kanila kasi para magpahinga. Yun, sobrang memorable din sa akin yun kasi nag-record pa ako ng tukotok, tukotok sa recording ko. Kaya parang kasi ini-imagine ko siya how it would sound like and just because the setting that was given in the story was also very memorable. Another thing would be anytime na may beach story na magkakabarkada tapos nasa island sila tapos may bibisita sa kanila na mga giant na aso or mga bumibisita sa bubong, mga ganun. Sobrang, for me, that was, because every time I read a story, it plays on my head. Kaya parang nagiging cinematic yung dating pag binabasa ko siya in my head. Tsaka last siguro yung story ni Jire about kay Manang Saling na nag-sacrifice siya ng sarili niya para siya na lang yung kunin ng aswang instead of the buntis in their bahay. Yun siguro yung mga memorable episodes na naiisip ko rin. Thank you so much, Luis. Sagutin ko pa yung other questions mo. That's it for Camper Shoutouts. Kung gusto nyo ding ma-shoutout, all you have to do is comment on our episodes by a Spotify Q&A section or mag-comment ka lang sa post natin sa Facebook. Simple lang, di ba? See you sa next shoutout. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan natin by going to Spotify Q&A portion ng ating episode. Doon nagsishare mga kasama nating campers ng kanilang mga thoughts about sa episode na ito. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo namang supportahan ang show by giving me monetary tips, you can do just that by joining Patreon. Yan yung site kung saan ako naglalagay ng mga extra content like video podcast and other written stories para sa mga podcast listeners whenever I can. Kung may access ka naman via PayPal or GCash, if you like helping in creating these episodes, pwede mag-send ng gifts sa PayPal or GCash accounts natin na makikita mo sa episode show notes. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating campsite, pwede mong send yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Babasahin ko yan sa mga susunod nating Sentinel Society episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita tayo muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang Sentinel Society Radio ng Philippine Camper Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.